The fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon to give him light, had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh. Town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh. He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. Town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the grey goose by the neck, threw a duck across his back. He didn't mind that quack, quack, quack on the legs all dangling down, oh. Down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, quack, quack on the legs all dangling down, oh. Well, old Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the grey goose is gone. Fox is on the town, oh. Town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the grey goose is gone and the fox is on the town, oh. Well, the fox, he came to his cosy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, cos it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, cos it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Well, the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a carving knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh. Bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
The Fox Woman. One day a woodcutter was returning home to his cabin in the woods where he lived alone. Suddenly he froze as he saw smoke rising up from the chimney. Someone else was inside his own house. As he gently opened the door, a delicious smell of simmering stew wafted out. And there, standing by the fire, was a young woman with thick auburn red hair falling down across her shoulders. The woman said she would stay with him as his wife as long as she could keep her fox skin coat hanging inside the house. The two of them lived happily together for a while. Eventually, however, the scent of the fox skin began to bother the woodcutter. Sometimes, especially in autumn, it had a strong, pungent, musky odour that was almost unbearable. And then one morning, in a fit of agitation, he grabbed the fox skin and threw it out of the cabin. His wife ran outside, picked up her coat from the ground and pulled it around her. And in that moment she transformed into a fox, her twitching tail disappearing into the leafy forest, and he never saw his fox wife again.
Reynard the Fox. An evening it was as I walked out all on the hillsides dark, when I overheard that sweet young girl talking to the sly fox, Reynard. She gave him her most bashful looks. He soon put her at her ease. He cut a dash in a cape and boots and a cap of soft silk velveteen. "Dear sir, I pray you let me pass," she bravely managed to say. "A lone girl as I dare not tarry here in the Dimpsey Wood this day." He said, "Pray calm your sweetest face. I'd have passed by now, by my word. How about you be guest at my nearby palace, where Reynard is master and lord?" The blush, enough to seal her fate, she followed that fox copper tail and disappeared into the greenwood night and was never seen again.
A blessing.
May the sun bring you energy in the morning.
May the moon keep you company at night.
May the rain wash away all your worries.
And the wind blow strength into your bones.
This recording was embellished with the generous spoken word contributions of local people, as well as the field recordings of contributors to the freesound.org website. For a full list of credits, please visit www.picnicintheparks.org.uk.